This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He is said to have warned then-President Trump repeatedly against challenging the results of the 2020 election. Now, former White House lawyer Pat Cipollone has been subpoenaed by the House January 6th committee.
The subpoena was issued one day after former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified that Cipollone warned against then-President Donald Trump going to the Capitol with thousands of his supporters.
We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if we make that movement happen.
And do you remember which crimes Mr. Cipollone was concerned with?
In the days leading up to the 6th, we had conversations about potentially obstructing justice or defrauding the electoral count.
Cipollone gave the committee an informal interview on April 13th, but he has refused to provide on-the-record testimony. Mike Gracia, Washington.
About half of Americans say former President Trump should be charged with a crime for what happened on January 6th. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The views on Trump's criminal liability break down predictably along party lines. 86% of Democrats, but only 10% of Republicans surveyed saying Trump should be charged with the crime. Among Republicans, 68% say he should not, and 21% say they don't know.
Ben Thomas reporting. Russia calls it a goodwill gesture. It says it's withdrawn its forces from a Black Sea island near Ukraine's port of Odessa. Ukraine and the West have accused Russia of blockading Ukrainian ports to prevent the exports of grain, contributing to the worldwide food crisis. NATO leaders meeting in Madrid are promising to continue their support for Ukraine. They're also formally inviting Finland and Sweden to join the alliance. California lawmakers have approved spending money to cover abortions for women who can't afford them and health care costs for adults in the country illegally. Governor Newsom could sign it by tomorrow. This is AP News. Now to R. Kelly and his prison sentence. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Singer R. Kelly is devastated at being sentenced to 30 years in prison for racketeering and sex trafficking, according to his defense team. R. Kelly's attorney, Jennifer Bonjean, says Kelly is essentially getting a life sentence since he's 55 years old. Kelly was convicted in New York last September. Bonjean says they are prepared to appeal.
For us, it's just the beginning of the fight, frankly.
U.S. Attorney Breon Peace says Kelly's victims have finally found justice.
R. Kelly is a predator. And as a result of our prosecution, he'll serve a long jail sentence for his crimes.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Woody Williams has died, the last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II. He was 98 and died at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in West Virginia that bears his name. In 1945, he eliminated a series of Japanese machine gun positions on Iwo Jima. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?